Web 2.0 Summit invited Jack Ma to share the secrets of Alibaba.com and their other websites, which currently include 30 million registered members from more than 200 countries and territories. This podcast is brought to you by the Intel Software Network. Look for opportunity in using the web as a platform, using innovation to drive collective intelligence. The Intel Software Network did just that. Intel Software Network developer communities enable you to create and build innovative applications and solutions. Connect and share ideas today. Join the conversation in the Intel Software Network at softwarecommunity.intel.com. Here's John Heilman with Alibaba's Jack Ma.
Jack Ma, for those of you who don't know, is the CEO of Alibaba. Alibaba is China's most well-known and extremely successful internet company. One of the things I wanted to do with Web 2.0 this year is to try to bring in a lot of voices from outside of the United States. You probably noticed that in the launch pad, and you'll be noticing it from the stage over the next 2.5 days. And so without any further delay, I'll bring up my friend John Heilman and Jack Ma. Hey, Jack. Good to see you. Hey, buddy.
Much, Jack, for being here. You've come a long way.
Thank you, Joe.
To be in front of this crowd.
We
had the pleasure this summer of meeting in Beijing, and then I went down and saw Alibaba's headquarters in Hangzhou, and it was an incredibly impressive visit. And I think the thing that I was struck with most from the very beginning was the incredible ambition and the incredible breadth of what you're doing. And I think there are a lot of people in the audience who are very familiar with you as being one of the, if not the major players in the Chinese internet market, but I'm not sure that everybody here knows exactly what all of the components of Alibaba's businesses are. So maybe you can give us a little bit of an overview to start with about what exactly you guys do in the Chinese market.
Okay. Currently, we have four companies. One is Alibaba B2B. We're supporting 3 million businesses around the world, small, medium-sized, to import-export online. And we have Alibaba China. B2B is helping 14 million small, medium-sized companies in China do domestic trading. And the second company we have is a C2C auction site called Taobao.com, which today has more than 70% market share in China. And then the third company we have is Alipay, it's like a PayPal. And the fourth is the Yahoo China we acquired last year. So we're going to have a number five. And in the next 95 years, probably going to have another two or three.
So pretty soon there's going to be a fifth. What is that fifth company?
That's called Ali Software, because we have, I said, more than 14 million registered small, medium-sized companies using our services. So these small, medium-sized companies have a big problem in getting the softwares. So we want to give them the cheap, very easy-to-use software like CRM, HR, and finance softwares for them.
And you guys, I think I remember reading earlier in the year that you were forecasting revenues this year of about $200 million. Is that basically right?
Yeah, higher than that.
And profits, any?
We did not announce the profit, but Alibaba B2B is very profitable. The cash profit we got from Alibaba B2B covered the whole group. Taobao, the C2C is free, Alipay is free, Yahoo is not profitable. Even that, the Alibaba money can cover all the, still the whole group is profitable.
I wonder, when I was in China, I was of course struck by the incredible amount of entrepreneurial activity that's going on there. It's an incredible scene. You know, the energy there is fantastic, and obviously there's also a lot of investment that's been coming there over the last couple of years. I wonder though, after I left, is anybody actually making any money in China? And if so, how?
Making money from?
Making money in China, in the Chinese internet market.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yes.
I think a lot of companies are making money. The Tencent QQ is making money. NetEase is making money. Alibaba is making money.
Right. So China is not quite as bad, as much of a bubble as we're sometimes led to believe.
No. We are making money. We're making money very happily, but not the US dollars we make RMB.
In terms of Web 2.0, we were talking backstage about whether in China there's an understanding of Web 2.0 that's the same kind of understanding as there is here.
Yeah.
First of all, is the understanding of what Web 2.0 means the same in China? And secondly, To the extent that China is still behind the U.S. in terms of its market development, how far behind is it, and how rapidly is it catching up?
Okay, I don't know what's the exactly meaning here about Web 2.0. Because last year was early this year was very hot about Web 2.0. I was curious, what is Web 2.0? People say Web 2.0 is like interactive and user-generated content. I think Alibaba and Taobao, the two sites, the first day when we set up this company in 1999, I talked to my team. If your website, the content is generated by yourself, by your editors, it's going to die. If the content is generated by 80% of the content generated by your users, that is a good site. So for Taobao, our C2C auction sites, for B2B, everything we generate ourselves. So I call that a Web 2.0, right? But China is getting so hot today about Web 2.0. I think China, some of the things China grow much faster than the USA, like the IM, like the online gamings, like B2B. But the other kind, like MySpace and YouTube, we're still a little bit lag behind. But the funny thing is that since we heard about the MySpace, I went on the streets, over like 500 companies are telling me that they are going to be the MySpace in China.
Doesn't sound that different from the United States. Yeah. One of the things that's really fascinating is that a lot of the large U.S. internet companies have tried to go to China and have spent a fair amount of energy and money trying to break into that market and have not had a lot of success. I mean, AOL went to China and then withdrew, had great difficulty there. eBay has struggled to get a foothold there. Google has struggled to some extent to get a foothold there. Yahoo, as you know well, sort of gave up on China and threw it all into your lap. And I wonder whether there are common mistakes that these large U.S. internet companies are making when they come to China. Is there something they don't understand about the Chinese market?
I think everywhere in the world, the market is the same. But when you go to China, I find one thing that is a lot of people come to China and say, I have money, I have technology, I have the brand. So my model is good and proved in the USA. It definitely could be proven in China. I don't buy that story. The most important is you gotta find the people with entrepreneurship, the people really crazy for his ideas in China. Believe China market. Market cannot be bought. So the competition between Taobao and eBay, one of the things that eBay is a great company, I respect, and it's so successful in the US, the model is perfect. But when they come to China, the thing they think is that the model there in the US is so successful, should be successful in China. But unfortunately, my example is you have a Boeing 747 airplane, but the airport is like a 500 square meters of playground. You cannot land. So you gotta go there, find the right people, do from little by little. It's not the money can solve the problem. It's about the people. And you believe you spend a lot of time to cultivate the market.
So it's primarily, you think, a cultural misunderstanding more than an infrastructure difference?
Need or patience.
Yeah.
And I find many multinational companies send people to China. They are like professional managers. One of the very famous USA multinational company came to China. They came to me and say, Jack, can you help us to do something? I say, well, why do you think you can be successful in China? I say, we have a brand. I say, brand? No, you don't have a brand in China. You have a brand in the States. And we have money. We have a lot of people who have money here in China. The thing is that you got to find a crazy people like a Jack. Believe the dreams, find good people, little by little change, do anything to make sure the customer happy. I find a lot of people sending the professional managers. They are making their boss in the US happy, not making the Chinese customer happy. That's the difference.
Well, I mean, one of the companies that I mentioned a second ago is Yahoo, which it's now almost exactly a year ago.
Yeah.
That Yahoo decided that it was having so much trouble in China that it would buy 40% of your company, give you a check for $1 billion, and also give you all of Yahoo China to run. When I saw you this summer, I asked you how that integration was going, and you said that you at times wished you hadn't made that deal. It was such a huge headache. I wonder if now things are any better.
Yeah, last year was my toughest year since I do business. Because For Alibaba, Taobao, Alipay's the baby I have myself. And this one, I adopt a 9-year-old baby. I try to educate him, I try to teach him, and then suddenly I got confused. But Yahoo has a strong brand in China, has a great technology. And when we moved inside, we understand, not Yahoo, a lot of big companies come to China. They all have the same problem. So we set a 3-year plan. First year, make it stabilized, survive. Second year, we should make it healthy. Third year, let's make it this thing back to the first years. So the first year when we move inside, Terry said several years when he moved to Yahoo China, I find, you know, the second time we had a product meeting, there are 1,012 projects going on. And I say, how can you do that? So we cleaned away a lot of products. We said, what is the most important and urgent? Important, not urgent. Urgent, not important. Not urgent, not important. They put the fourth category through all the rubbish in the rubbish, and just urgent and important. And urgent, important, we only choose number one, number two, number three. Rest of it, let's get in the rubbish. So we clean away a lot of products. We find good people, only like 40 engineers. Now we got 270 engineers. And third, we build up the culture, embrace the change. So it's getting better. Yahoo, I think for the first year, we tried our best and it's stabilized. We changed the new management last week. So I'm back to myself again.
I mean, apart from $1 billion, which is a good reason to have done that deal, you also thought that search was important to Alibaba's e-commerce strategy. Can you explain why search was so important to the broader e-commerce strategy of the company?
I think early last year, when we realized when we competed with eBay, I'm looking at, you know, what's the problem eBay is going to face in the future. I think Google and search engine is going to give eBay a lot of challenge, because in the e-commerce, one's e-marketplace, the other is search engine. So we said, well, we got to have a search engine. So we found Yahoo, we married, and then we got a search, because if we don't have it, we'll be in trouble. So we got Yahoo. The purpose is not we want to using search engine to defeat Google, to defeat Baidu. We think search engine is a very, very important engine and tool for Alibaba e-commerce world. You see, this year, eBay partnered with Yahoo, eBay partnered with Google, that's all happened. If we don't have that, all the power sellers is going to sell on Google and on Yahoo, and they were using the sites very few times. So now we are fixing that thing. We hope in 3 years, people using Yahoo search engine instead of going to the others.
Right. The Chinese search market is hot, as you mentioned a second ago. There are three players primarily, Yahoo, Google, and the leader in the market, which is Baidu. And I'm curious as to how you see that competition playing out over the next couple of years. And in particular, I mean, I want you to speak to a point that you made to me this summer about how China needs a different kind of search engine.
Okay. Well, the competition, I would say, the competition is not started yet, because we have not started competing yet. Last year, we are fixing a lot of holes, we are making surviving, and this year it's time to compete. Competition is really fun, it's a game on the business, it's part of the business. So we think this year is the year start real search engine competition. It's after my birthday, I just said. I don't want to fight before my birthday. Search, I think it's mainly go from today the engineer way, you know, search engine, a lot of terms I don't understand why they're using it. I think search should be more custom oriented. It's more vertical, it's more social search. It's because at least the search engine that I'm using today, using, you know, Yahoo, Google, and Baidu, I do not feel comfortable. I don't know why. I think there's something should be more human-like. It is not a human yet.
And you think that's a, that perception that you have is one that's shared in the Chinese market? You think that that consumers broadly have share that sense of unease with the way in which search works currently in the market?
Yeah, I think so, because we're not. I want to tell people here, I'm 100% made in China. I learned my English by myself, and I know nothing about technology. One of the reasons why Alibaba survived is because Jack Ma knows nothing about computer. I think technology is for people like me. We know nothing about technology. So I'm the quality controller of my company. Any products they design, I will use it. I don't want to read the manual. I don't want people tell me how to use it. I just use it. If I cannot use it, throw it in the rubbish, because 80% people like me don't use it. So search engine, I do the same thing. It's because I represent those 80% or 90% people that know nothing about technology. We hate technology. We are scared of technology. We just want to go and find it. And I think we got some chance there, making those non-technology people happy.
One of the first things you told me when we talked was we mentioned there was an important book written about Google called The Search, mm-hmm. By John Battelle. And I think one of the first things you said to me when we met was that you had not read that book and you would never read that book.
No.
And I'm curious why. I'm just idly curious.
When we competed with eBay, people give me three books. The Perfect Marketplace, there's a book. I said, I don't want to read it. If I read it, I will follow them. If I read The Search of Google, I will follow the Google because I will be influenced by them. Oh, that's the way to do it. I don't think so. You got to change the game. Do in your own way, do like our own people. I believe this is the way and follow it. So if I'm scared if I read the book, I will be influenced. I influence the others, not others influence me.
So in a way, you're paying a compliment to John Battelle by not reading his book.
I think that must be a good book. So someday people will read The Alibaba. Write that book.
So one of the things that's obvious that we've heard a lot about in the last couple of years, as particularly with respect to search in China, is there's great controversy over the extent to which the search companies that do business in the Chinese market do or do not cooperate with the Chinese government in terms of censoring what sites that they point to in their search results. You, I think, have a very kind of ironclad rule about this, which is, you're perfectly happy to cooperate with the Chinese government. You see no other way. That is a controversial point of view in a lot of places. Can you explain why you think there's no kind of ethical or political issue there to be addressed?
I think, first, I'm a business people. I have to take care of my customers. I have to take care of my employees. I have to take care of the shareholders. Doing business everywhere in the world, follow the laws. I listen to them. I communicate with them. I started my internet business in 1995. I set up the first internet company in China, ChinaPages.com. A lot of people say government in China, Chinese government don't like internet. It will be for 11 years, I call myself like a blind man riding on the back of a blind tiger, jumping around. But I never got in trouble with government because I know internet is so new to any government. I go explain to them why I do this, what's the good thing about it. But if something really they don't like it, okay, let's just don't do it. There are so many things you can do. Why you want to do something make them unhappy? So we focus on e-commerce, create jobs, improve the economy, but we're not interested in the POTUS. We've seen a Soho, they do so well on the POTUS. Why we should follow that? Why we should do news? And then we got a Yahoo search engine. I tell the people that we don't want to compete on the news politically. We want the entertainment and finance and sports. Internet is changing China so rapidly in the past years. They're doing so many good things. There's so many good things you can improve the people's life by using internet. Why you want to do something really make people upset? If people upset, you're upset. Why is that? Forget it. Don't do it. Do something you can do it better. Do something really help people. So I don't think if you want to do something, because no matter you believe or not, China government is smart. China government knows what they are doing, and they are still very powerful. So if you want to forget about doing your own things and make them unhappy, you cannot do nothing. So, little by little, slowly, you improve the world.
I imagine there'll be some people in the audience who will take some exception to some of those points, but we don't have that much time to get into them in any more depth. I'm curious about the eBay Taobao competition. There's been a lot of rumor going around recently that eBay is considering selling off its auction business.
I don't think
China.
It's a rumor. It's a true thing, I think.
Okay. I assume, I mean, you told me over the summer that that competition was over. You had won. Taobao had 70% of the market. eBay was dead in China. Is this now, though, if this rumor, as you say, not a rumor, if it does come to pass, is that essentially, you know, your complete conquest over Meg Whitman and her people in your market?
eBay is not dead. eBay China is half dead. We win eBay China. We did not win eBay USA yet, right? Well, if you don't think, you don't have a chance to do it, right? We think, you know, we want to be a global company. The reason why we choose Alibaba.com is we want to make this company a global company. And we are learning from eBay, from Yahoo, from Google. And we are China, in China, such a huge market. But the competition between Taobao and eBay, I think the first round we are lucky. And they made some mistakes they're not supposed to make. And we just grow faster than we thought. And I think the competition in China is down. They are using some new way, which we watch closely. Yeah.
Let me ask you one more quick question, then we're going to go to questions in the audience. Which is, you know, when I saw you that this summer, a number of people at Alibaba made another point that revolved around rumor to me, which was that the notion that they all believed very strongly, which was that part of the motivation for Meg Whitman and for eBay to have bought Skype was because she had come to China and she had seen the chat features that you had implemented in Taobao, and that having seen this, you know, this feature, she realized that she needed to go off and buy Skype, and so she could incorporate that same set of features into eBay. I have no idea whether that's true, although a lot of people in your company seem to think it's absolutely the truth. But it points to a broader question, which is, are there areas you think in which Chinese innovation in the Web 2.0 internet world is actually ahead of innovation in the United States?
Yeah, I think so. I think the IM usage, the QQ growth, and the Shenda, the online gamings, plus in the Alibaba, I think the eBay guys saw the way we use IM on the e-marketplace, but there are a lot of things we're using on the e-marketplace, I think ahead, especially the Alipay. People say Alipay is like a PayPal. No, Alipay and PayPal is different. We are more escrow services, and that was an immediate payment. So I think at least I spend more time here studying the USA companies than most of the USA companies spend time studying Chinese companies.
Right. And will you be invading the US market anytime soon, like the US companies have tried to invade yours?
What do you mean by invading? I come to help.
I think I've heard that somewhere before. All right, so if there are any questions in the audience for Jack Ma, this would be a great time to ask them. You're going to need to get... Go ahead.
Jack talked about what eBay may do in China coming up, whether they partner with Tencent or Tom Group, et cetera. Could you talk a little bit about what will change if they partner with either one of those local players? What will make eBay different, and what will give them a chance to compete against Taobao?
You want it?
That was a long question. I mean, the question was whether eBay partnering with some local companies, whether that will give them an ability to compete with Taobao. Is that right, basically?
Yeah, for last year and this year, I'm thinking a lot about if I would eBay, how I can win back the market share. It was difficult. Even I know I'm not going to tell you here. but I think that they will probably do the same deal like Yahoo in China. And to win back, I think if they do things like us, to have 1 year integration, like that Yahoo is such, Yahoo China is such a company, everybody thinks good. To do that for people like so tough guy, a strict guy like Jack, still tough. So they need a guy, tough guy like Jack to make sure within 1 year, everything is settled. But while they're doing integration, we will run like a dash. Yeah. So we try to our best to move as fast as possible. So actually for Taobao, the reason is that we think, since last year, we don't think competition is our goal. Competition is just a game. We think China market is so huge. Taobao, the purpose is not proving the C2C model. Taobao's purpose is to prove how big China market is. So we think competition is over means this game is over. Another game is coming. That's the search engine gaming.
Okay. We got another, or are we done? We're done.
Okay.
Jack, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
That was awesome.
Jack Ma from the Web 2.0 Summit 2006. This podcast is brought to you by the Intel Software Network. The power of community is behind you with the Intel Software Network. Find the power of opportunity in interaction. Discover opportunity in collective intelligence. Intel Software Network developer communities focusing on mobility, manageability, and multi-core provide resources and best practices from Intel and leading software developers. Connect and share ideas today. Join the conversation in the Intel Software Network at softwarecommunity.intel.com.